Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In Germany, a blast late Sunday in a bar near Nuremberg killed at least one person and wounded at least 12 others.
Wir waren bei dieser Veranstaltung.
Witness Christian Hartdeck said he heard a muffled detonation and saw a number of people run outside the building. The bomber, tentatively identified as a 27-year-old Syrian refugee who may have intended to target a nearby music festival attended by hundreds. It was the fourth violent act in the country in the past week. Terrorism analyst Greg Barton of Australia's Deakin University says it appears none were the work of the Islamic State.
There's the possibility we're dealing with a combination of some incidents that are driven by people with mental health issues and other incidents that may have some sort of political inspiration. It doesn't seem, however, that any of these incidents at this stage have links with Islamic State, which is very significant given that's the major threat at the moment.
Meanwhile, German investigators say a teenage gunman who killed 9 in Munich had received psychiatric treatment. Reuters is reporting a suicide car bomb killed at least 14 people, wounded more than 30 others at the entrance to a town northeast of the capital, Baghdad, today. According to police and hospital sources, there was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the Islamic State regularly attacks Iraqi security forces and civilian areas. Forces loyal to Libya's National Unity Government said Sunday they seized a building in Sirte used by Islamic State to manufacture explosives. The Libyan forces have been fighting for control of the IS stronghold since it launched an offensive in May. They face resistance from snipers, mines, and suicide bombers. This is VOA News. United Nations mission in Afghanistan says in its mid-year report, which was released today, that one-third of casualties between January and June were children, with 388 killed and 1,121 more wounded. That's 18% more than during the first half of 2015. The report also says the total number of civilian casualties in the first half of 2016 rose by 4%. In U.S. politics, the head of the Democratic Party has resigned as the party's national convention opens today in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The resignation comes amid a furor over leaked emails that show party leaders mocking and criticizing Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders while he was waging a challenge to Hillary Clinton for the nomination. VOA's Jim Malone reports the convention might not come off as smooth as had been expected.
Now we have bad blood between the Democratic National Committee and the Sanders campaign, which also goes back several months. Then we have Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the controversial chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee, stepping down now over this furor. It's interesting, the Democrats were anticipating a much more unified meeting than the Republicans had, but their issues are coming up to be a problem, and it looks like they're going to have to spend the next few days taking care of business at home before they can move on to putting Hillary Clinton out as the nominee and focusing more on Donald Trump.
Trump accepted the Republican Party nomination for president last Thursday at their convention in Cleveland, Ohio. Jim Malone and the rest of the VOA political team will be covering events from Philadelphia this week. Check out voanews.com for the latest. International Olympic Committee has decided against banning all Russian teams from competing in next month's Olympic Games over allegations of an elaborate doping scheme. Meantime, Ed Hula, editor and founder of AroundTheRings.com, which reports on the business and politics of Olympics, says the Rio Olympics Athletes Village is open, but Australia's team says it cannot stay there because it's not safe or sanitary.
Exposed wiring, leaking plumbing, toilets that won't flush, other unfinished business in the Olympic Village that's supposed to be ready for occupancy today. It just doesn't stop for Rio. They pledge that they'll have everything fixed by the time all the athletes roll into town, but it's just another indication of the difficulty, the challenges that they face. And anybody faces putting on the Olympic Games, whether it's in Rio de Janeiro or London, England.
And those games will begin in Rio de Janeiro starting August the 5th. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.